At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit misspatcomedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm here with my good friend Dion, my good friend Chris Spangle, both my co-hosts, and my freeloading ass son just pop up out the closet like he's coming out. Look at it.
I like that.
Yeah, he looking like Aaron Spears with his daddy. That's not true. I'm late, guys. I was asleep, and I'm tired, and you know, I was in a knock the fuck out when y'all was calling me to do this podcast. I'm glad I finally made it.
It was fun.
Okay?
It's a good one.
Thank you. So, stay tuned after the music. We're going to find out why Nakeel just found out that his booty hole itch.
The results will shock you.
You're not going to say that, Nakia?
I was going to say something.
He's just looking there like his booty hole itch.
After the music, itch your ass, be back.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not the same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
What'd you go to the doctor for?
My arm being ashy.
What?
Psoriasis?
Basking?
Why you gotta make it racist, Nikea?
I need to go too, because my knuckles be ashy all the time. I put lotion on.
That's because you be dragging them on the ground.
God damn. God damn. God damn.
Not a gorilla, nigga.
The fucked up part about it, I saw it.
I was thinking it. I get the picture in my mind.
I'd say it for you, Chris.
I didn't think it beforehand, but afterwards, like, oh. Maybe one of the best jokes you've ever told on this podcast. That was fine. Oh God, how was Beyonce?
Beyonce was. I'll tell you this. And people got mad because some people got mad because I said this on the radio today. We got the older Beyonce. We ain't get that shake your ass, Beyonce. We got that. I'm tired and I'm going to sit down, but I'm going to sing to you niggas.
She did the Bill Cosby performance.
Man, she was good, but though. She was really, really good. The kids really, really loved her. I tell you, it ain't nothing like going to a concert in Atlanta because, you know, we as females, we try. Mm-hmm. Real hard to look pretty. Well, no, I ain't going to say we try.
Huge difference if you drive in downtown Indianapolis versus downtown Atlanta.
Black women.
Everywhere.
White women is fly here too.
I texted Reagan when I was in Atlanta. I was like, everybody here looks good. Everybody in this airport is dressed up. Everyone looks pretty.
They know they can't. When you come to Atlanta, you don't come to play. But let me tell you about the Beyonce. Baby, when I tell you them gay men shut that motherfucker down. When I tell you they had their ass out, they had their tassels on their titties. When I tell you, you saw a nigga with a whole boob job, with a mustache, and a beard trimmed up like he had just left the barbershop and getting his motherfucking titties lipped at the same time.
Was he wearing a no fucks given hat?
No, but them gay men, nigga, what I tell you, them gay men at the Beyonce didn't give two fuck. We as women, they were so motherfucking pretty, y'all. I wanted to give them my womb.
What are they gonna do with that?
They could have
talk about it's the thought that counts.
I was like,
she
would have
made gay men leaky.
All of them would be with thigh pads or whatever.
They were so goddamn pretty, y'all. And then at the end of the concert, you see, this album, what people don't know, is more dedicated to the gay community. Nigga, she dropped probably $10,000 worth of glitter, and they just opened her eyes.
Glitter bukkake.
I'm glad I didn't go there.
They just opened my eyes, Beyonce. I was like, shit. Gay man shut that motherfucker down. And them niggas stayed in them heels like real young bitches. And them niggas had veins in their feet bigger than thicker than my fingers. And they didn't even take off their shoes. The bitches took their shoes off. The women took their shoes off. All these fat bitches my side on came out with them Spanx on, can't breathe, with their ass in the air, with their fucking cheap heels, expensive heels. Them hoes were crawling out this motherfucker like shit. Like they was in a war zone. Them niggas, them bitches came out. They were about to, nigga, I already take my wig off. I was so hot. But so I had a lot of problems with my seat because I kept reading the ticket wrong. And so they just kept putting me out my seat. And I said, I know I bought a goddamn seat, but the usher keep putting me out my seat. And so first this black couple, I seen her tell, I said, if I'm in the wrong seat, just tell me. I don't know. Then these white people came up and I was in their seat. And you know, ain't nothing like being in white folks' seat because they already think you snuck in there and they can't afford the seat. So they, she tell her white friend, get right there. I said, hold on. Don't do that. Let's not make a video out of this. I said, just look at my ticket now. I can't see that good.
Did you have your chair ready?
Let me tell you something. After that chair beat down in Montgomery, shit, I could have said, nigga!
throw your hat in the air.
throw a wig in the air.
I'll tell you what.
Men's would have snatched it.
We recorded that on like a Sunday night, and it hadn't blown up. Did you guys believe the way that blew up? Maybe we can talk about that later, but that was just crazy.
So I finally got in the right seat, and then this lady tells me, mind you, I took my 3 grandkids, and Miss Tracy brought her kids, and it was me and Kiara and somebody else. I don't forget who else was with us. It was me and Kiara and Gary Allen. Yeah. One of the fans caught me standing there.
Yeah, it's a crack baby.
You look like Ashley so much right there.
You look beautiful. Yeah, and the shirts were awesome.
Thank you. So she said, the lady said, we sit behind, and they would not leave me alone. Somebody asked my child, do you live here? She turned around and I knocked the shit out. I said, don't you ever tell nobody where we live, you crazy son of a bitch. And so make a long story short. So I'm up dancing with the kids because they all excited. This black woman behind me talking about, y'all need to sit down. I said, bitch, if you want to sit down, you should have went to Cracker Barrel, hoe. This ain't where you sit down at with no motherfucking $600 ticket, nigga.
Who went expecting to sit down like it's a football
this
game?
Old bitch with her motherfucking broke foot. Well, then, bitch, you should have got wheelchair accessible. Don't come in this motherfucker trying to make me the handicap section. Cause I'm not setting out for your monkey ass, hoe.
She went to them Braves game then. Yeah.
You a black, old black mean bitch. Everybody standing up. I said it's a concert, hoe. It's a concert.
That happened to me when I went to the Pacers versus Heat back when LeBron played for them. I went to a playoff game. I stood up the whole time, and the man behind me was like, can you sit down? I was like, nigga, it's the playoffs. We don't sit down for the playoffs. He said, I'm going to go get the usher. I said, go get the motherfucker. He ain't going to do nothing. Usher came in. Do you want to sit down? I said, hell no. It's playoffs, nigga. We standing up. So His little kid couldn't see, and I ain't give a fuck. I said, I paid for these seats. You fat boy.
What you say?
Who can't see bad deal? You can see right
leg. All you had to do is go like this.
You can look right between his leg.
And I told him, I said, bitch, I'm not sitting down. I paid almost $700 for PVD ticket. Bitch, we about to stand the fuck up in this bitch. And then, let me tell you something. Fucking with her, I came home so because I was turking and everything. Nigga, my back gave out. My knee worked. I had a blood clot.
You were doing what?
Turking. I was turking. That's what a fat bitch is trying to twerk.
Hey, you know the old women, they move forward like they hunch.
Nigga, my motherfucking, I kept saying, why my leg hurt? But then come to find out everybody went to the Beyonce concert, felt like they got hit by a bus.
Did she have any special guests?
She did that motherfucker by herself, nigga. She rode on a horse, she rode on a Humble, she flew up above the crowd. Nigga, she danced on three gay guys.
So that's
guys
where Nike she got Arnold that Schwartz- comb from.
She Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I said that's where you got that comb from, the Beyonce concert, when she was riding that horse.
Oh yeah, Nikea was entertaining us.
Show him your comb, Nikea.
Look at this horse comb.
Oh, here you go. This is
got a pony comb.
This is a comb that's for your beard. It'll come in handy.
Yeah, because your neck do be looking like pussy hair.
Should have seen what fell out when he combed it.
I'm trying to get out. You know, I'll be shed.
Chicken crumbs. Speaking of chicken.
Damn, Mars bar fell out.
Speaking of chicken, they killing Patrick Mahomes' wife because they need a trivia. And the trivia said, what's his favorite cheat food? The white lady said, fried chicken.
No, she didn't.
What's his wife? How's that?
But it wasn't even his cheat food. His cheat food was Mexican. So the thing is, you can't say fried chicken and watermelon to black people. It's racist.
Even if you're married to him?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The fact that she don't know her husband's cheat food and she said fried chicken is a problem.
I have no idea what Reagan's is. I wouldn't guess fried chicken if she were black, I guess, but...
So you know better. Yeah. Like, you know better.
This woman is one of the only more annoying person is his brother. But the wife and the brother are the two most irritating human beings in the NFL. Like, talk about stolen valor. After he won the Super Bowl, the two of them just all around, just shut the fuck up. I hate his wife.
Facing charges.
Good. I don't even care what for.
For sexual assault.
Oh, never mind. Not good.
Well, you know,
he groped some girl at a bar.
You know, back in the day, we didn't call that groping. We called that being felt on.
It wasn't even a crime back then, was it?
It wasn't.
Back when you say back then, how old were you?
I looked at my it wasn't.
Well, we say felt on. If you didn't like the nigga felt on you, you whoop his ass. You and your girlfriend beat the nigga ass. But now you bitch, I'm calling the police. Just slap the shit out of the nigga. Don't touch me, bitch ass nigga. But getting your ass smacked at a club by somebody rich, you know, now you can get paid. We ain't get shit. But Long Island sweet teas.
That was your reparations program for being molested? What?
I mean, that's all a nigga can afford to give. A Long Island sweet tea.
I'm sorry I grabbed your titties unwantedly. Would you like this beverage I've spiked?
Here's some alcohol as an apology.
Here, take this date rape drug.
Oh, I know date rape drug back then. Well, so I said them. They didn't date rape ghetto bitches.
I'd like to see if
you sound disappointed.
They might pistol whoop a ghetto bitch, but we wouldn't over there getting no date rape. If a nigga wanted to grab us, they had to knock us out physically.
Oh, not some sense in y'all.
No,
no, Nike. Yeah.
Okay. No, they would knock you out unconscious.
Yeah.
And tote you off like an ape dragging a knuckle. So those drugs didn't make it to the hood. Date rape, Spanish fly. You know, well, I'm too young for Spanish fly anyway.
Yeah.
But one no date rape. I'd never heard of date raping before. So, you know, you would always say never take a drink from a man. But that was mainly because you thought he was going to poison you, not because you're going to wake up at his house naked.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Nobody tried to date rape me. But I wasn't the kind that was going to put my drink down and walk away. I ain't drink either. Nigga, you would have to sprinkle that shit on my chicken. <You're also laughs> like I was a person.
14.
I was a person at the club eating food.
That sounds like me. That's how I'd be.
You picture a nigga trying to put date rape drugs in the mozzarella stick.
Yeah.
That stuff in the cheese.
Try this Southwestern egg roll.
But it's too hot. It's fucking up the chemicals.
Yeah. So, you know, those things wasn't going on when I was going to the skate ring. But now, apparently, you know, they tote bitches off. Plus, I've never been a total but off material. You know,
not the type to throw over your shoulder.
Well, if you kill me, I'm already heavy. If you kill me, I'm even more heavy. Where we going? Nowhere. We're going to get caught because you can't drag me out nowhere.
Can't put you in a trunk.
No, not unless you're a strong ass nigga.
Gotta have a wheelchair accessible van.
If I walk into a van and they close to my door, I just beat on the door. Not today, nigga. Wrong pussy.
You need one of those Hannibal Lecter carts.
You gonna need some because if I pull up, you know how you pull up, women pull up and somebody next door to them in a van, and they take. I just beat on the van door. Hey, can you move? I'm fat because I can't get in my car. So whatever he was planning, I done fucked it up right now.
I still think one of the funniest things ever is you taking your pants off to get in the car.
That too, shit. See, I was down to my drawers that day. I was mad as fuck on that highway. I couldn't get across that seat.
He said, if I got out and looked, it was my fault.
What?
You said it was your fault because you parked wrong.
One of my favorite moments on this podcast. I try.
Man, when you fat, you can't. I hate when a motherfucker be inconsiderate and block me in. Don't do that shit to me.
But you
no, I just scratch your car. I ain't even trying to stop. I just go ahead and bust in that thing. I hate that.
This is the wrong thing to do.
Nigga, did your Xbox just go home?
He told me to tie him up on the podcast. Come back.
No, I was watching the movies on pause.
Why do you have the tag on your hat still?
It's called style, Chris.
It just makes me think that you're going to take it back.
Maybe.
Is that a style, Dion?
I wear one hat, Chris. I don't know.
He don't wear. He don't. Yeah, he wear one hat, and they all the same.
It was a free hat, too, from our friend.
That is correct.
And you know what's funny about that hat?
Hey, well, I'm talking about being hat, dude.
This was like 2 years ago, and he sent it to us, and Dion goes, what the fuck am I going to do this? I'm not going to wear this shit. And it's been 3 years, and I've never seen him wear that hat.
What?
This hat from a listener that Dion always wears.
Yeah, Amazon. Hey.
Here, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies, sometimes your man need a little encouragement to keep up their grooming routine. We all know that whether he's working on a weak beard or has too much growing below the belt, you know what I mean? Manscaped Platinum Package can inspire him to clean things right on up. The Platinum Package includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Ultra Premium body wash, the Ultra Premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, Ultra Premium deodorant, the Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorizer. Yep, they need it. Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You have to tone them balls. And Anti-Chafing Boxer and Travel Bag. The Platinum Package has everything your man needs to look amazing, smell amazing from head to toe, and feel super confident. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MISSPAT at manscaped.com. Get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code that's MSPAT, manscaped.com, code MISSPAT. Use the Platinum Package because the gold standard is no longer good. All you got to do is support the podcast and head to www.manscaped.com and use my promo code MISSPAT for 20% off plus free shipping on all your man's grooming accessories. Come on, y'all, support the Pat Down. Go to manscaped.com and use the code MISSPAT for 20% off.
Can you hear my baby screaming in the background? Okay.
What are you crying for now?
He's just, he's exactly like me. If he is slightly uncomfortable, he's complaining. He is whining. He's just inconsolable. I feel bad for Reagan because he has to be held by her most of the day. I can get 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes in before he can't handle it. And then he has
you got to
share his screen for white privilege.
What? So no, he just.
What you gotta do, Chris, is when you're holding a baby, mm-hmm. you gotta take his shirt off so he can make sure you got titties too.
He was laying on my chest last night. He was laying on my chest last night, and he was like looking for titties. He's so confused. It was so funny.
Yeah, you guys gotta give him a bottle. Y'all be holding the head all wrong and shit. I be thinking y'all gonna break little Blake neck.
You seen about the guy, the doctor that snatched the baby head off?
Yes.
Yeah, but can you stop cutting off conversation? Let us finish one.
I'm sorry.
He's very excited.
You excited about a baby getting the head snatched off?
That shit was crazy.
It's sad.
So, the fucked up part about it, and the hospital tried to hide it. And guess what?
If you snatched the baby's head off, wouldn't you try to hide it?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at him for that.
That hospital right there by my house, too.
Yeah. So
that's why I was supposed to have Gary and Junebug at, but I went downtown to grade it.
So long story short, they're giving birth and the doctor uses forceps and decapitated the baby, 20-year-old mom, Jessica Ross, and the doctor basically held the baby up like this to show the mom, and then immediately they rushed it away to show that she hadn't decapitated, so they're suing the doctor in the hospital.
Wasn't the baby already messed up, though? Like, wasn't he already
dead? If you're using forceps, it's not...
They should have gave her a C-section.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in a forceps situation now, they should just...
When she pulled the baby head off, she had to cut her stomach to go in and get the other half of the body.
That's so bad.
What? How did they show her the baby if the other half of the body was
They had to give her a C-section.
I
it
must
wouldn't
have
come out.
Read that it wrong was, somewhere.
I think that's what I heard. Because
I had read something to where the baby was like already like not going to make it, and then the head came off her.
Yeah.
No. After the head came up, it definitely wasn't going to make it.
I couldn't imagine going through 9 months of growing a baby just have a doctor rip his head off like Mortal Kombat.
That's some real fatality stuff right there.
And then wrap it up and show it to me. Like, ta-da, fuck you.
Can I hold my baby? Not right now.
Well, that wasn't going to put it in the closet for 20 years.
Well, that was no way to put a baby head back on. And but you know what? The doctor was just negligent, you know. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad I hate to say this. I'm just glad that daughter was black. Because if it wasn't black, it would have been a whole race thing. Oh, my God. White daughters out here snatching black baby heads off. And it would just been bigger than what it was. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to hear the whole. It was just a mistake.
Yeah.
No matter who the doctor was. I mean, somewhere that doctor did a wrong procedure, snatched that baby head off. They're going to have to pay. They need to get a mom and dad $20 million apiece.
Because that doctor feels terrible. You know that doctor's not.
I'm quite sure she do.
Yeah.
But shit happened. She snatched her baby head off.
I tell you what, she didn't take two lunch breaks that day.
Yeah, we got to ask you about this, Nikea. Is it true or is it not true that you were fired from your job for taking two lunch breaks?
You want the truth?
I want the truth. I can handle the truth. Let's hear it.
You want the truth?
I want all of it.
I got fired because I asked to switch the position. That's why I got fired.
You went from missionary to doggy style?
No.
Position from Speedway over to Chevron?
I was trying to, go up to the next level. So I guess.
No.
You don't get fired for asking for a promotion.
No,
I call bullshit. No. Uh-uh. No.
He said, can I have a better job? They were like, how about no job?
Right. No.
Hey, it was so crazy. Because, when he called me to the office, this nigga had three police security guards. I'm like, what's going on here? I guess he thought I was going to beat him up after he told me he was going to fire me. I was like, ain't no need you saw that. I'm already tired coming out of the hot sun. I ain't for being here fighting you folks for no job. But that's basically why I got fired, because I asked to switch position. And what it was is I asked one of his leads, and his lead went to go tell on me before I even got to go and talk to the manager.
But see, that's how much he talked too fucking much. He already know a man was crazy. The man is short, crazy, fire. I've never seen nobody who fired people from lawn care service. He need help. These niggas don't want to work in no sun. It's almost like slavery. Who the fuck want to work in 90 degree sun? Then you got a desk to fire, nigga. They want to be fired. The way that sun beaming down on their motherfucking head.
Yeah.
Did you collect unemployment?
Well, I started back working. I put in for it, but it takes so long to get it.
Yeah.
So
he got a job guarding craft services.
So, it just took so long. Like, I better find a job and sit here waiting for that.
So what was the job that you wanted?
Well, basically, I wanted to go the maintenance people that was making more than what we was making. So I was trying to jump up to the maintenance department.
But the thing is that he had just got that job. So you weren't even in that job. You see, the thing I was trying to tell him, I said, Nikhil would quit a job and go work somewhere else for 20 cents more. Well, by the time you get taxes, yes, you will. I'm not. I don't know what it was. What the difference was?
I was in the prison for 5 years. I don't quit
jobs. Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And he tried several times to go move from prison to prison. So he I told him, I said, you're not young anymore. So you need to stick it out somewhere. Oh, that man crazy. I said, just ignore the man. You always gonna have haters wherever you go. Who don't work with haters?
Look at this podcast.
who hating on who over here?
We hate on each other. It's just the whole podcast is hating on
you. Not kidding. It's a podcast. When somebody else is talking, you got to be quiet.
Okay, the
listeners ain't going to be able to hear. So, he's the type of person and I kept telling him, you cannot go to work with a bunch of niggas and think you're going to make friends. When you already know the type of situation you in. Oh, the time he get one friend. Oh, man, I'm about to leave the position. That man said, you show him, bye.
So you show up to work and you start talking about how you're going to quit to your one friend, and then you get...
That's his friend.
No, I don't have friends. In person, the only person I talked to at work was my cousin. I don't have friends when I go to work. I ain't there to make no friends. The person I talked to was a lead. So I was talking to him, how do I go about going to that position. I was asking a question based like, what do I need to do to go to that position?
You should ask. Yes.
It's called change. Well, whatever. Now I know. It's cool. It's fine.
No, you should have been known. I would have kept my mouth shut and snooped around that motherfucker.
Yeah. How long did you work there before you were trying to leave?
I was there 7 months. Like 7 months.
Oh, okay.
So,
like 7 weeks.
Insurance wasn't even good and hot yet.
It's fine. I mean, better days.
But I tried to tell him all the time. I said, every time he gets somewhere, he feel uncomfortable, or he feel his check ain't big enough. Your check ain't gonna never be big enough. You know, I saw something today that said one of the American biggest lies is to work 50 years, retire, work 30, 40 years, retire, and only get to enjoy 5 or 6 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is so fucking true. That is so fucking true. Most of us in this world, all we do is fucking work. Too scared to take a vacation. Bills, bills, bills. Too scared. I saw my husband work at General Motors 22 years. Got a 2-week vacation. I'm sorry. He got a 3-week vacation. Because he was grandfathered in. And was always thinking about bills. And I used to say, Gary, bills going to be here regardless. I'm not telling you not to pay them, but I am telling you to live.
Yeah.
I got to the point. You have to get to the point where you say, I'm going to do what I want to do, because you're going to struggle regardless. So you're going to say and always just cry about bills?
Go ahead.
No matter what kind of job you get, unless you just fucking filthy rich, six-figure income, you always going to have a little bit of struggle.
I think the number is 75,000 is like the number and that was kind of the level for me where it just became, I remember in 2004, I was just started in radio and I was kind of like trying to make my decision if I wanted to work there or not, or if I wanted to pursue it. And this guy, AJ, who was a DJ, drove a Mercedes, which nobody on the air drove a Mercedes. I was like, so what do you do? And he's like, I do all the imaging. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to do radio and hop around every 3 years and move around and make $30,000 and, you know, like just kind of, he's like, look, you do what you love, because no matter how much money you make, you're never going to have enough money. You will always need more money. So just do what you love and chase after that dream. And if you want to be here, you want to be here. And if you don't, you don't. But, you know, if you really want to be in radio, that's just how it is, and you're always going to struggle. And I've never forgotten that conversation, because it doesn't matter how much, you know, this stream of income, that stream of income, you know, life gets more complicated. Now we got 2 kids, and there's always, I need a little more money, right?
I always tell people, when you do what you love, it don't feel like you're working, and the money will come. Yeah. People are always like, well, how do it feel to be where you at? I said, I feel like I got a job that I like. Like, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, I just shot my second TV show that's coming out in a couple months where I'm a judge. And I had so much fucking fun on it. It never felt like work.
Yeah.
But you also have to set some goals for yourself instead of hopping from job to job and doing. I had a master plan from day one. I'm sorry, I feel like my fucking weed sleeping. I had a master plan from day one. I remember walking out on stage and opening for Cat Williams in front of like 40, 50,000 people. And I can remember, I tell you where I was at. I was in Louisville, Kentucky. And I remember walking out there and I said, this is what I want. And this is what I'm going to work hard to get. And I remember telling myself that. And it's like, I never did it for the money. I ain't never told a joke for the money. Even when I need the money. Dion, you know, I went and worked at Taco Bell almost.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing this podcast and you were talking about driving Uber.
Well, yeah, for Christmas. So, yeah. So when you do it, especially when you use your talent. And that's what I be telling him. I said, you're there running your mouth and shit. What's your master plan? I said, you could have stayed there if you really like lawn care. You could have learned so much, because they were getting them certified in big equipment and everything. I said, you got to learn and say, I'm going to stay here, get all the free shit I can get, and then I'm going to start my own shit. And I give you an example. When I worked for a comedian, I ain't going to say his name. To me, he treated me like shit, right? But I knew even when we worked at the even when we did the club in Morty's, and you know who the owner was, he treated me like shit. And did I say something, Dion? And I remember talking to Dion. Dion was like, "I'll kick his ass." And I said, "Let me tell you something. If you kick his ass, what you gonna get? Cause he got what we need, which is a stage." I said, "So smile in his face and go on about your business." And I always say, "Now look at me and look at him." Mm-hmm. Ain't telling jokes no more. Did all kinds of stupid shit. But you cannot let people get in the midst of your plans. No matter how much shit they talk, no matter how they treat you, smile. I opened for a comedian for over 6 years that wouldn't give me but 10 minutes on stage, treated me like shit, would take my hotel rooms, and I was only making $600. Fly myself out to the gig, make it $600, and put myself up in a hotel, and would not give me a ride to and from the airport. This is what this comedian did to me for the 5 or 6 years. I never fucking complained. I could barely buy myself a wig. I worked on my material. I flew out there. I was always nice. And I kept my fucking mouth shut. I make just as much as that comedian do today.
And then you have a TV show and you can put both of them in it.
I got two TV shows and another one coming. And you just have to, you cannot let people fuck up your plans. You cannot be running your fucking mouth when you have a plan. Get you a plan, know what the fuck you going to do, and keep your mouth shut. Oh, why they trying to block your blessing? That's why I don't understand why people post everything and why people tell all they business. Well, what you telling it for? It ain't happened yet, and people ain't always happy for you. I keep my, they be like, "What? This bitch done got what?" That's old, sir. I'm on to the next thing. They be like, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel like this job is over and I need to go find me another one."
It is interesting when you're successful how people close to you are not happy for you. Or they don't... Oh. They're it's a weird thing. When you start to achieve things that you didn't think were possible and then they're like, "Oh, that's nice."
Man, you even when you think your circle is full of positive people, it's not. It's some people, like Kevin Harvey said, he said so many times, so great. Everybody want it, but don't everybody, something like everybody want it, but everybody don't want to work for it. Mm-hmm. It's up overnight and think they deserve what you deserve. No, they don't. And that's why I just learned, I mean, even some of the people that I had closest to me that's still around ran their motherfucking mouth. So I'm not close to them anymore. So I'm old too. So I'm at the point now where you only get one time to fuck with me. You get one time to tell my motherfucking business and it's over. I don't have that love I had for you before. And that happened with somebody that's still around me today that I fuck with, but I don't fuck with. So
what'd you do, Nakia?
Oh, that ain't me.
But yeah, I mean, and that's what I be trying to tell him. I said, "You ain't." That's why I be trying to tell them stop. Like when he was going to the gun range and buying all. I said, "Why telling a motherfucker what you got? They already know how to kill you." Well, this nigga got an AK-47. He got this, that. Don't tell people all your
business. You going to a gun range, you just shooting at a gun range. You don't have a video.
I wouldn't tell nobody I go to the gun range.
Don't you go to the gun range? You
no,
shoot.
No, you he
shoot.
Don't.
You have
no,
videos here? Oh, you don't even shoot. Like you just crab walk. Chris, I know you have guns.
Would say crab walk with your hungry ass.
I don't know that I posted photos, but I've talked about it. We talked about it on the podcast.
I mean, that's nothing wrong with it. You got people that does that for a living. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if someone posts someone shooting at a range. Who cares? Everybody shoot at a range. That's not a problem.
Well, if everybody do it, why you posting
it? It could be the gun range gun. They don't know it's my gun.
All I say is right here. Y'all do that shit for social media, for clicks. I don't tell nobody my business. I still ain't post a car I drive. Most people know what I drive. I just feel like what I work for and what I do is private to me. I'm not a flashy person.
No, you talk about your life. Like, I think people would feel differently if it was like flashy, right? Because then it's like
there's a difference from flashy than other things.
Versus
what you do is flashy, not kid.
I worked hard for this shit.
You assume that I do flash. I care less about flash. If that's the case, I would have got on this podcast, started shaving my face because I want to be flashy. Like, look, this is what I look like when I shave. Who cares?
That means you'd be bragging about your face, and why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
I mean, I'm just telling you, like, everything they do, they try to block me out like other people don't see. Y'all forget y'all friends with other people that I know. I mean, but I'm just going to be honest with you. You a hard head make a soft ass, and he have had more hard heads than soft asses. Because I think you know how, and I know how it is when you want what you want. I know how it is when you just want what you want. But then you have to also remember that you got other shit that you can't put that what you your wants in front of. And I think that's a problem that he have. And that's what I tell him all the time. And just telling everybody what you're going to do. I wouldn't tell a motherfucker shit because that's not what you do. You keep your mouth shut. I mean, people always like, you so humble. I said, well, what am I bragging for? I got a job like everybody else. Why am I walking around acting like I'm the big shit?
When we just shot this show, to be fair, you would be a big shit. If I were
taking you, it's easy to do. You know, I saw what you said because I'm on the show with you, and you know, they fuss over you, and it's easy where you go, you've achieved this thing that you've. Like is really cool, and then you got people fussing over you, and oh, let me get your food. What can I get for you? How can I help? Blah blah blah, and they're like, we'll bring it to you. I was like, no, I'll go get my food, and I got in line, and the sound guys are like, go ahead of us, and then there's a PA in front of me, and he's like, no, go ahead of me. I'm like, I'm gonna stand in line just like a regular person, and he's like, if I don't let you go in front of me, I'll get in trouble, because the pecking order is your talent, and I'm a PA. It's like. I don't know that living in that world, I think it would be very easy to get ahead of yourself and not recognize, like if you start to think you're a celebrity, that's when I think you probably get into problems instead of thinking, I've just got a really cool job.
And I was at the doctor today and this girl was like, oh my God, Miss Pat. I said, bitch, I'm trying to get an eczema off my arm. Can you leave me alone? It's my arm dry now.
You should have scraped it off and signed it for her.
You know, she dry.
Yeah, you can sell that on eBay. Get some of this.
Ma'am, can you sign my scab?
But, you know, I went to the paint store yesterday, and this guy kept looking at me. He said, you sound so familiar. And then I don't know how we got into comedy, and he figured out me. He's like, oh, my God, can I please have a picture with you? I have a no bra. I had on this wig, and I ran to Sherman Wade, and I said no before I knew it. And he turned pink, and I said, shit, I said no too quick. So I went out to my car, I got my phone, and I said, look, I can take a picture with you, but it's got to be in the app. I said, so the app going to put me on some makeup. And I said, I'm sorry for saying no so quick, but I don't got on no bra, and I didn't want my titties swinging across the motherfucking internet. So he understood after that. But
that's why, like, you know, you don't think you deserve it. I don't know how to put that another way. Like, Ray J was super humble and didn't act like Ray J. He was just a regular guy, didn't treat anybody any differently, mm-hmm. You know? And, like, when you think you deserve to treat other people poorly, that's when you're going to get into trouble, and you never do that. You haven't been any different over the last 4.5 years, 5 years that I've known you. And I think that's just, you know, part of it is you've got people around you, your friends and family that help keep you humble.
When I take a vacation, I pay monthly on my vacation, so my friends can go. Everybody money don't rock the same, and I got the same fucking friend. So if you need to pay monthly, I'm gonna pay monthly too. Shit, I don't give a fuck. We all gonna pay monthly together. Shit, who cares? But I gotta tell y'all, so Crack Babies, I love breaking the news to y'all, but don't go posting it all over the internet. This is the funniest fucking show I ever did. Oh my God. The last guest panel we had, oh my fucking God. I tell you, one of the guests, one on with DC Curry, and we could not shut that old nigga up. He was so stuck in time. So you had this gay couple coming out, and one on had on a wig. So DC said, "Man, what your dad think about that wig on your head?" I said, "What the fuck?" The inappropriate shit that he didn't know what was inappropriate. We kept saying, DC, you can't say that. You can't say that. I'm like, can y'all help him over there? Well, he had me hollering. How fucking hilarious. That last group of people, it was y'all have never seen a show like this because it's never been done like this. But when I tell you outright funny, hilarious, I was in that bitch. It was so many times I had to stop and scream, Dion.
Really?
Chris was telling me about
at the panel, at the audience, at the people. I won't reveal too much, but yeah, I mean, you had to keep control of the room because it was melting down in all these.
Yeah, I love controlling them that week.
Funny ways, and then you had like sentimental things and like men crying over their relationships with each other. Like, I don't know, it's just so many great things about it. It's
so much heart. So yeah. And it was real cases, and it was like so much heart, and you know, it was fun times, sad times. It was so good. It was so good. I'm praying. You know, I'm so blessed to have going into season four of the Miss Pat Show. But I truly hope that we get season two of the show. I'm fucking hilarious.
I feel like this is like an Impractical Jokers type show that people would turn on and just watch over and over and over. I'm praying for that, but for you, for me, for everybody,
That was time. You just had to let. Well, you just had to let everybody laugh. You couldn't do nothing. It was nothing. Then at one moment, then the next came everybody crying.
Yep.
Then the, 1 minute, I want to fight a bitch.
The 3 days I was on, 4 people cried of the 7 each day. Because it's real people, real emotions, real feelings.
Yeah, it was. And it was so crazy. So I didn't know what I was getting into. I thought it was just reality TV. So I didn't realize the case is real and that I was giving away real money. And they said, "Hey, you want to do this?" So I said, "Yeah, I created it." And I had, you know, me and Jordan kind of had the idea about it and all of that. So he said, so I said, "Why y'all got all these actors crying?" He was like, "They ain't no fucking actors." I said, "Wait a minute, the money real?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "Y'all let me just get well."
Hey, that's how you start giving out all that money.
I didn't know. Like, I said, "You're an extra $2,000. Just because you nice. What the fuck are you doing?" I said, "Oh." We got a budget. So it was really nice. And I can't wait to share it with everybody.
So, when does it come out?
Well, I can't say all that. I already see it too much. But it'll be this year. It'll be soon. But it was so good. It was so fucking good. It was a project. I was like, damn, it went by really quick. Yeah. I could do this again.
That's how you know it's really good, when it goes by fast.
Yeah. I mean, once I got the hang of it, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. And you're great at it too. I mean, it's crowd work and it's sentimental. You read people so quickly and can make fun of someone, but also like be gentle to someone and respond to their emotions. So it was just really, really good.
So we had this social media guy come in and excuse me, on one of the cases, and where he's very rude on the internet. I don't know his name. He got like 7.2 million. He walk up on people and just be rude. Well, it's easy to do that. Or you just get on the live and just cuss people out. It's easy to do that when you edit. So I said, "You crack on people?" He said, "Yeah." So I went in on his ass. I said, "Well, let's see if you can get out of this." I said, "Nigga, why I look like you cut your hair with an ice cream cone?" And I just kept going and kept going. He could not come back at all. Then he gonna tell me they told us not to outshine the comedians. I said, nigga, do you see who in my jury box? Is you fucking crazy? You couldn't outshine us with that half cone afro if you wanted to. Then you gave up on that nappy ass afro comb, man.
Why don't you lend him that comb, that kid?
Yeah, your horse comb.
He ain't getting this comb.
But yeah, so it was really good. It was. I cannot wait for y'all to see it. And keep your fucking mouth shut.
Well, maybe.
And make sure y'all get y'all tickets for the Miss Pat. For Springfield. Springfield, Missouri. I'm on my way. Okay? I'm on my fucking way. Right now. This week. Milwaukee, I had to cancel. I got to reschedule. And I tell you why. And I'm always going to be honest with you. I got to go have my gallstone taken out. My gallbladder. Stand up live. If my pussy don't fall out, I see you that following week. September 1 through 3. Then the theater date starts. September 8th. First stop is Louisville, Kentucky. Next stop, September the 9th, is Indianapolis. And can I just say this to you, Indianapolis? Y'all almost sold out. Atlanta's on their second show. DC on their second show. Raleigh getting ready to go on their second show. So Atlanta is almost sold out of the second show, too. I can tell you that. And so is DC. Go to MissPatComedy.com and get your tickets so we can have some fucking fun. The first week of October, I will be telling you who the winner is of their trip to Atlanta for free, their flight, their hotel.
I know Jasmine sent out an email today that people ought to look out for. It's from Eventbrite and the Miss Pat Party.
And stop. Let me say this. I cannot give you a refund. If you purchase a ticket, I'm sorry. I counted every ticket, and there's something that I'm giving out at the party for each and every person. So the best thing you can do is sell your ticket. I cannot give a refund. I don't have it to give. And once you see this party, you'll see why I can't give a refund. So I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. Make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com and get your raffle tickets. I got a few more tickets for the party. Go to MissPatComedy.com and get your tickets for your party and your podcast. And don't forget, at the podcast, you will get brunch and mimosa. What is it called?
Mimosas. Sammy Sosa.
You see that picture of Sammy Sosa? He's white now.
It's really crazy.
How white is you, Chris?
The fuck happened to Sammy Sosa?
I don't know if he was bleaching.
He bleached the shit out of him.
But thing is that, you know, as good of a baseball player you are, nobody recognize you now.
Yeah,
well, that's a good thing because he was cheating.
Yeah,
you literally went on the cover as a white man.
He's unrecognizable.
It don't change the inside. So if the bitch pregnant, he gonna look like Nakia.
That white man don't cheat now.
Did he bleach his whole body too?
I was just thinking, did he have a black dick?
You know, he bleached his whole body.
That's crazy to me.
Not just the parts you can see. How fucking weird would that be?
It's like a reverse farmer stand.
Nigga got pink face and black booty cheeks.
I was like, Sammy Sosa really did not like being black. Is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
No.
No, he'll never be in the Hall of Fame because
not those two colors.
Yeah, which will he go in? Is it Colts or Bronco? Black or white?
Did he bleach his skin so they'll think that a white man getting into his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame?
They're like, hold on, this white nigga ain't even play. Where he come?
I mean, they haven't let Pete Rose in for a way smaller infraction than like what McGuire and Sosa did. I mean, they cheated their way to records.
You know, with McGuire, you remember the other guy who played with him, the other Mexican? Because I saw him on a spate. They did a documentary on him.
Rafael Palmeiro?
He took so many steroids. He had lost his big house. His dick wouldn't work no more. The girlfriend was leaving him. And he was going to get some medication for his dick, but I don't even think he was focused on his dick. He just could not believe he had lost that house and all that money. He went back to the house and it was still empty. And I'm like,
I think you're talking about Jose Canseco.
Yes.
That's who I think
Yeah.
Jose Canseco.
What is he doing now?
Probably reality TV.
Yeah, I thought, I swear that's what he was doing. Let me look. It's probably a Fox News commentator. his daughter, yeah. He's selling his Las Vegas car wash.
They never gonna let them in the Hall of Fame.
No.
There was some great cheaters, boy, because he told on everybody. Mm-hmm. He brought down McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew something, the way McGuire was hitting them home runs.
And then Barry Bonds did the same thing, and they ain't let him in either.
Did you see?
Keep it on the ballot like 3 times.
Did you see the new cover art for the podcast?
Boy, you look like Aaron Spears.
He does look like Aaron Spears.
Say something about Lizzo.
So what is McGuire doing now?
He was working for one of the baseball. He was a coach.
Yeah.
I think he was a coach for the Cardinals for a while. I don't know if he's still a coach there now, but most of them getting into coaching.
He's not doing anything. He's not working.
Well, what's his net worth?
I don't want to Google net worth, but because that stuff's never accurate. But I'm sure he made so much money that he never had to.
Why you don't want to Google net worth?
His net worth?
It's off, but it ain't that much off.
Let's see. Because you could, yeah, hold on.
You could look up his baseball contracts.
Like, there's one that says, I have made $1 million podcasting. let's see here.
He a podcaster?
No. $60 million.
Now go to the Mexican guy. What's his name? 800,000. That's right.
Sammy's got 70 million. This is his in between.
Yeah, he got a 10 million increase when he turned white.
Hey, that's all it takes.
Wow, he was so
good. Look how different he looks.
He looked the same. He just got white skin.
He looked like Dick Tracy.
No, he looked like. Who was that? His wife?
Yeah. What in the world?
He like a white Mexican old man. I mean, he like a Mexican.
That's funny.
Why would he do that? Damn, Sammy Sosa. I don't ever want to be white. You should be proud of how you was born. Chris, do you want to be black? Well, after that Alabama brawl.
I mean,
only if folding chairs are involved.
You know, did you see the man beating the man with the yellow folding chair?
I didn't see it, but they did.
That was funny. He got good.
I can't believe the memes. Like, the funniest one was the black cop with the chair tied to his belt pulling somebody over. Just the memes of this were great.
It was pretty rough out there. I tell you that. Nigga. But I'm glad they charged that white man for starting that, hitting that captain or that security guard like that.
Yeah,
because
I guess.
The boat captain said they've had many problems with that family.
I believe
not want to cooperate. But that Negro ass whooping right there, they can't even go to church and not get recognized. They're famous. They might well move to Wisconsin, Idaho. They should move to Idaho.
Hard to believe they were from Selma, by the way.
I seen people went on there. They wrote bad reviews on this. I didn't know he had a boat company. But yeah, they wrote bad reviews and everything all over his page.
He should change the name of his boat company to I Take It to the Face.
The boat was called the first guy that threw his hat in the air, he was like a captain on the boat, and everybody in the dock loves the guy. So the second the family that was known, you know, to be a problem, everybody immediately, that's like a big reason they came to his rescue, is because, like, you're not going to, because you hear in one of the videos, like, people saying his name. So, and then the boat was called Harriet 2, which I also thought was fun.
Imagine on the Harriet Tubman boat.
Yeah.
the one they were trying to park.
Yeah, the big boat was called the Harriet 2, so they came in and they couldn't park it because of this family, so, you know, they tried to get him to move it and do everything they could, and they wouldn't, and so, you know, and then when they started beating on him, everyone who worked on the Harriet 2 ran over to beat the shit out of him.
All the ancestors.
There was niggas in flesh.
Did you see the video where they put it to the Avengers music?
The thing is, every time they show this, every time I watch it, it's a new angle,
yes,
a new fight. I know it had to be at least 100 fights going on.
Yeah.
It had to be. Did y'all see the one where they threw the white girl in the lake, in the water?
No.
And when she got out, they gave her foot to the face. Well, I said, well, God damn, y'all already done thrown in.
Wow.
I'm telling you, when you watch that video, evidence, whoever, it's just so many different fights. You know, I'm going to charge you with manslaughter, this salt and battery, this right here, this
salt and battery.
It was managing the posts in the Facebook group. It was like every hour somebody had a new angle. I mean, there was just, it's crazy.
It was so many angles to that fight. Even, you know what I like the white folk. They's like, they need the ass beat. I said, finally, we stick together on something. Because, you know, we needed that, really. Because after Carly Russell and the way black folks turned on her, we needed white people to turn on somebody. So immediately when white people turn on them, white people getting their ass beat, we're like, yay, we're together again.
Somebody in the group said, like, wouldn't you do this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I would have moved my boat when I was politely asked the first time.
I have forgot all about Carly Russell, too. You just said.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because they was like, well, Carly, because somebody said, that Carly Russell, we back on your ass. We know you started that fight on the dock to take some heat off. She's back on your ass, Carly Russell.
She's like the congressman whose intern went missing, Darva Conger or whatever, right before 9/11. And he was about to get thrown out of Congress for killing her. And then 9/11 happened and nobody ever remembered it again.
For real?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that name.
Yeah.
Darva Conger.
Yeah.
That's
so what did
funny.
He do?
She died somehow mysteriously, and he was having an affair with her, and it was mysterious circumstances. I think it was kind of proven that he didn't have anything to do with it, but at the time, it was like full steam ahead, tabloid, front page news of everything, and then 9/11 happened, and you never heard a peep about that shit again.
Where is he at now?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Because I haven't thought about that in years.
Well, baby, she was saved by the bell. You hear me? She was saved by the bell.
Oh, Darva Conger was a reality TV show winner from Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire. I wonder who I'm thinking of. I can't remember the name, but...
Because I remember that name, Darva Conger. But yeah, I think... That dude wasn't a real millionaire.
No.
I think on that show.
No.
And I think that's why she was like, nah, I don't want to be with him.
Gary Condon, Chandra Levy. So that's Chandra Levy was the person, if you want to look that up. But
I don't want to shit up.
All right.
Shit ain't my business. Well, with that said, I will see y'all next week. Make sure y'all get your tickets to the party, please. And buy the raffle tickets because it's going to be worth your while. And the party's going to be beautiful. And I asked what beer, because this time we don't have a draft beer. So beer will be provided if you don't drink alcohol. Well, that is alcohol. You don't drink hard liquor.
Straight liquor, yeah.
Yeah. Straight liquor. I was just going to advise maybe less hard liquor for some of you folks next year. saying. Let's.
Or how about y'all just pace yourselves? Right. Okay, don't get shit faced in the first 35 minutes.
I mean, it was 9:30, and one of you was wasted. It was
fucking
ridiculous.
Missing in the bathroom, like Carly Russell.
I wanted they coming back. It's a party. I'm telling you, if this year is even bigger, I cannot wait till y'all see what I've done. Y'all gonna be like, Miss Pat, you have lost your fucking mind. But I'm enjoying
it. It's
gonna
be fun.
That and the podcast and everything else, the food. I didn't hold no bar back.
Nice. It was a great time. It was so much fun. Definitely come, please.
Please come. You're quicker than you know it.
Yeah, so get your tickets. We got a few left. Please get your tickets. All right, y'all. Well, that's it. See you next week.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.